The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Yes, David Trainer is here, and he is going to be our wingman as we head into dangerous territory. But he's going to help us steer clear of trouble. Because at New Constructs, the company that he started, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And what makes something dangerous is that, well, the picture that you get from the top down, the conventional picture, is misleading. How does David look at things? What's the unconventional wisdom here? Well, they dig in at New Constructs from the footnotes level, and they work their way up. And if they find the right things, or perhaps the wrong things, then they know that the economic picture is misleading, and misleading translates to dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where, by the way, they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want more information on the security we're discussing here, or any of the securities that have been discussed in the danger zone, go to the website newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
It's great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
First, let me ask you, who was in the danger zone last week?
Oh, I have to look.
Oh, Palo Alto Networks.
Yes.
And as much as Palo Alto Networks down since we did our danger zone call, 25 or 30%.
So they're not out of danger yet, are they?
No, they're not.
But they're not in the danger zone this week.
Correct. And I apologize for a little bit of a curveball there, but I couldn't, you know, look, in this business, if you don't pat yourself on the back, nobody's going to do it for you.
Well, certainly I wasn't prepared. Obviously, I was not prepared to pat you on the back. I kind of blew that myself. I'm perfectly happy to admit that maybe I need to.
That's all right. I'm really not kidding. I don't mind patting myself on the back in this business anyway, because look, it's not your job to, right? I mean, Palo Alto worked just like a danger zone pick should work. And I think despite a general market that seems to be relentlessly rising, the market is a bit more efficient than it was. The tide is not lifting all ships as much, especially when you get outside of these ETF and mutual funds that are seeing tons of inflows. And
yeah,
those are pushing things up.
Well, and they're riding the tide. But you're not riding the tide. You're swimming against it and actually making hay. And I should have paid a little more attention.
Come on, dumbass, you can do it.
Okay, now let's get us to where we're going this week. Who's in the danger zone this week?
Tableau Software.
Danger, danger.
Tableau Software, that's ticker symbol DATA, D-A-T-A. It is a small cap company, about $4 billion market cap. What's the trouble here?
This is a fancy cloud data visualization business that we think has missed the boat when it comes to getting bailed out by a white knight acquisition. You know, we had a similar company, Click, in the danger zone not too long ago, and the stupid money risk crushed us on that. That company got taken out at a fairly high price, and Tableau was a peer to that business. We don't think Tableau is going to be as lucky. First of all, the crazy white knight that was going to make a crazy acquisition, they already did with Click. Tableau's been on the block for a while, and we're seeing the profitability of this business really meaningfully declining. Growth is declining. So all signs are pointing to a crash and burn here, except for the valuation. And when I say all signs, I'm also including corporate governance. So we're really thinking that the end is nigh.
Obviously, you have to have that right circumstance to fight the tide here. Is there a logical catalyst here?
There's not a huge one, right? Like, I can't predict that the CEO is going to make some crazy announcement. If I had that kind of information, we'd be doing this around my crystal ball. But there's a limited amount of time that the company can continue to burn cash and show revenue growth and non-GAAP earnings looking better than everything else. At some point in time, the cash flow catches up with you, and the revenue growth is slowing down. And the story, sort of the bull story, is that, you know, once they reach scale, then they'll be profitable. It just isn't working, because the CEO has said flat out, the CFO, that is that they're going to have to continue to grow the business and spend more than they're making significantly for the foreseeable future. And if it's not generating that high top-line revenue growth that everyone likes to see, we just don't know how long that can be sustained. And it could be this quarter. It could be this week, like with Palo Alto Networks, right? But it's not sustainable.
How out of whack is the valuation, and what's a better value for the company?
Yeah, the valuation here is pretty out of whack. So the industry is expected to grow between 8 and 9%. The current stock price, $53 a share, implies that the company is going to immediately improve from a negative 14% margin in 2016 to 9% for 2017. That's for the whole year. And grow revenue by 20% compounded annually for 11 years. In this scenario, the company would be generating $6 billion in revenue at the end of the 11-year period. The entire data visualization market is $4 billion and expected to be $7 billion by 2020. Basically, Tableau is going to take over the data visualization world, if you believe in the current valuation.
But if it doesn't, what's the stock worth?
Oh, another angle we took was, if they can do the same margin and only grow 9% or the industry level, and they do that for a decade, it's worth $23 a share.
Ooh, so that's a 60% haircut there, and that doesn't even get us to the no growth value, which obviously is going to be about half of that level.
Yeah, the no growth value is zero because they've got negative profit margins.
So even worse. So yeah, yeah, that no question, that is actually pretty dangerous. It's Tableau Software, ticker symbol DATA. It is in the danger zone this week, trading in the 50s, more likely worth in the 20s, according to David Trainer. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be on your show, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president and founder at New Constructs. If you want more information, go to newconstructs.com. Don't forget, they're on Twitter at New Constructs. Check out their blog about their danger zone picks for more information. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Rob Lutz from Cabot Wealth Management will be here when we come back from this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.